I'd like to welcome each and every one of you who are watching this by way of iPad or internet. A little unusual and uncomfortable for me to be celebrating Easter in this way, but I'm going to wish you all a very happy Easter. I can't imagine celebrating this day without singing an Easter hymn, so I'd like to start today by singing Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once, he all does save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave? Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbid him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to share your word. We thank you for each and every one who will be listening today. We ask your blessing upon them and their lives, and we just ask you to continue to lead and guide and direct them through this time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you have your Bibles, or if you're looking at the scriptures on the screen in front of you, I'll be reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Some would think that the stone was rolled away to let Jesus out, but the stone was rolled away to let us in, to see that the sepulcher is empty. What was the purpose of Jesus coming to earth? What was his mission? One of the last phrases he said on the cross, he said, it is finished. What was finished? It was the very mission that the Father in heaven had sent him. Easter is a celebration of one of the greatest messages that's ever been delivered. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. What was his mission? In John chapter 18 and verse 37, I'd like to read as Jesus was before Pilate. And Pilate was asking him questions. There was times that Jesus was silent because he knew that he came to for this purpose. Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, saying, Thou sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And so I'd like to share some of the reasons that Jesus came to earth. The Son of God left heaven to come to earth to accomplish all that the Father had given him to do. He came to reveal the Father. In the Old Testament, we have many glimpses of the Heavenly Father. When the Son of God appeared in human flesh, mankind was given a greater degree of revelation of Jesus. Jesus made some startling claims about his relationship to the Father. In John chapter 8, verse 19, we read, If you knew me, you would know my Father also. In John 10:30, we read, I and the Father are one. In John 14:11, we read, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus came to redeem fallen mankind. Humanity is sinful, and we need a Savior. We would die in our sins, and we would face condemnation without Jesus. So Jesus came to rescue us. In Luke chapter 19 and 10, we read, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to restore the hope of those who were looking for the Messiah. Hundreds of years had passed since the prophet Isaiah had prophesied of the coming of the Messiah in Isaiah 9 and 6. When John the Baptist introduced Jesus as that long-awaited Messiah, the disciple Andrew believed and told his brother Peter, We have found the Messiah. And so hope was restored. He brought hope to those who were looking for the Messiah. He came to offer his life as a sacrifice on the cross for our sins. In 1 Peter 2 and 24, we read, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds we are healed. Our Lord's death provided that redemption that accomplished salvation for each and every one of us. And he came to introduce us to the power of the Holy Spirit. There are many references to the Lord, to God's Spirit in the Old Testament, but Jesus unveiled much more about him to his own disciples. He said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you a helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. John 14, 16, and 17. You see, the presence of the Holy Spirit is within each of us when we accept him as Lord and Savior. That's the difference between the saved and the unsaved. And as believers, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, who teaches us, who guides us, and who gives us the power to live a godly life. He came also to love and to forgive one another. He came to show us how to do that. He taught us these lessons in the Sermon on the Mount. His greatest instruction was accomplished, though, on the cross, because he loved us. And that's why he went to the cross. He willingly laid down his life for us. And in the very same way, he is that perfect example of forgiveness. He forgave those who crucified him. He said, Father, forgive those, for they know not what they do. And so we learn our example of forgiveness through him. When we consider how great his forgiveness was to us, we have no right to hold against anything, against anybody. He came to leave us truths and teachings that would transform our lives. and also prepare us to meet him in the future. Although we've never seen Jesus physically, one day we will see him in all his glory. But now Jesus' mission is to prepare us to live a holy life in this sinful and unforgiving world. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." John chapter 14 and verse 27. He came to teach us how to pray. Prayer is very essential in our lives today, as it was in Jesus' life. You'll find that when Jesus wasn't teaching, when he wasn't visiting the sick or healing the sick, he was praying. He rose up very early in the morning while it was still dark. He got up and left the house and went away to a secluded place and was there praying. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. His ministry was only for 3 years, but he always took time to pray and received the Father's guidance. Jesus prayed. His disciples asked him one day to teach them to pray as well in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. Of course, there recorded the Lord's Prayer. We should always set aside time to give our Lord our full attention and bring our concerns to him, and especially in our times of need today. Without prayer, we have no power to live as our Lord desires us to live. He came to give us assurance of life after death. After Lazarus died, Jesus assured Mary and Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies." John chapter 11 and verse 25. We have that same promise that death will not end our existence, nor that of our beloved loved ones as well. Jesus provided eternal life for us with his death and resurrection. That's why we will be able to see our loved ones. He came to assure us that heaven is our home. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. He came to prepare us to live in a way that influences others. The Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the Corinthians, he said concerning them that they were his living epistles, known and read of all men. Jesus trained 12 men who would impact the world. Today, it's the same process that's happening as others see our lives and they hear the gospel. And we also are involved in discipling. The message of salvation that we heard came through a long line of people who were faithful to share the gospel with others. I am so grateful and thankful today that my parents were Christians. They didn't send me to church, they took me to church. It's why I'm doing what I am today. I thank God for my Christian heritage. I thank God for my Christian parents. He came to establish the church. In Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it." The rock on which the church is built is the truth of God's word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And despite the persecution, despite the trials, despite the suffering, he has accomplished his mission of building the church that endures through generations of time. Even the death of the saints cannot destroy it, as multitudes continue to be saved. And lastly, he came to get us ready for his coming. Jesus Christ will return again one day in an hour that we do not expect, Matthew 24, verse 42 and 44. It's why we must always be ready to meet him. You see, Jesus had a mission. He couldn't be stopped. In the 3 short years of his ministry, he accomplished all that God had given him to do, and he prepared his people for life and death. And so I ask you today, have you received the salvation Jesus made possible? If not, what's keeping you from trusting in him today? If you've been saved, are you living in the benefits that he has provided for you? How has his teaching and truths transformed your life? How do they give you assurance and hope in the future and in death? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you again for the opportunity to share your word to each and every one who will hear. I pray if there's anyone that's listening to this cast, that if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I invite you to do so today by simply asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to invite him to come and live in your heart and live for him from this day forward. We thank you for each and every one who's listened today, and we just pray that you'll have a happy Easter, be safe, and listen to the guidelines of the authorities that have put in place for our safety and for our health. We will, Lord, bless you and keep you until we meet next week. Thank you.